When you enter the facility, there's a giant industrial crane overhead, once used by Niagara Machine to build the industrial machine tools which made industry go, locally and nationally. Below it are rooms filled with the latest in industrial equipment for training, and another renovation is underway for advanced manufacturing training. Elijah was there to find out if training was available to help him meet his goal to eventually own his own business.
I came here at Northland just to try to see how I can get involved into the cause. Yeah, because I'm interested in CNC machining, and I wanted to see how it goes. And that's why I'm here, and it has been a good day so far.
Joan Robinson now works in retail, but has some experience in construction, and he's looking for a better job to make life better for his family.
I was hopefully just thinking if I can get back into the career of construction. If not, I love to learn new things and new opportunities. You know, everything and every day is a new lesson learned. You know, it can bring me a new lesson, new things to be taught every day.
Beverly Crowell was there because she lives just up the street and helped start the new Northland Beltline Taxpayers Association and likes the improvements along the street and pavement and sidewalks and the new training complex.
It's fantastic. We actually hold our association's meetings in this room every second Tuesday, 6 to 8 o'clock. And we were here this week, this Tuesday, and we are just thrilled at the change that this rehabilitated space is making in the neighborhood.
Eventually, those changes will represent the fruits of spending $120 million. Fruits important because the new Gigi's restaurant will be the center canteen, and owner Daryl Harvin is promising both soul food and healthy food when it opens in about 2 weeks. He's also hiring. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.